If the drawer draws a check, I prepare a check and send it by ordinary post to the payee. And then the check is lost in transit. The check is lost in transit, then the payee is responsible for the loss. Why the payee and not the drawer? मैंने चेक बना के आपको दिया, आप दूसरे गांव में रहते हैं, मैंने आपको बाय पोस्ट भेजा है, बट इट डजंट रीच यू, इट इज लॉस्ट, यू हैव नॉट रिसीव द चेक एट ऑल, देन हाउ यू कैन बिकम रिस्पॉन्सिबल और लायबल? बिकॉज वॉट हैपन्स, इट इज द पेई हु हैज सेड टू द ड्रॉट बाय पोस्ट भेजो. द पेई नोज फुल्ली वेल दैट यू कांट 100% रिलाई दैट द इंस्ट्रूमेंट सेंड बाय पोस्ट विल रीच हिम. फिर भी उसने रिस्क लिया और कहा कि हाँ बाय पोस्ट भेज दो. व्हेन ही सेज ओके बाय पोस्ट भेजो, ही इज एक्सेप्टिंग दैट सपोज द इंस्ट्रूमेंट इज लॉस्ट, आई विल बी रिस्पॉन्सिबल. सो दैट इज व्हाई इट इज द पेई हु इज ऑलवेज रिस्पॉन्सिबल इफ देर इज अ लॉस व्हेन द इंस्ट्रूमेंट इज सेंड बाय पोस्ट. द ड्रॉअर वंस ही हैज डिस्पैच्ड इट, वंस ही हैज पुट इट इनटू द पोस्ट बॉक्स, हिज रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी इज ओवर, हिज लायबिलिटी टू द पेई इज ओवर. फिर पे की रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी शुरू हो जाती है. सो दिस इज ट्रू व्हेन द पे रिक्वेस्ट द ड्रॉअर टू सेंड द चेक बाय ऑर्डिनरी पोस्ट. हाउएवर, मियरली सेंडिंग अ चेक बाय पोस्ट इज नॉट, इट डजंट इंप्लाई दैट द इंस्ट्रूमेंट हैज बीन डिलीवर्ड. सो द ड्रॉअर हैज टू एंश्योर दैट ड्यू प्रिकॉशंस हैव बीन टेकन इन सेंडिंग द इंस्ट्रूमेंट बाय पोस्ट. The drawer has to ensure that it is really going. So, suppose the check is for 10 lakhs rupees or ordinary post se bhejta hai, so he has not exercised due precaution. 10 lakh ka check aap ordinary post se nahi bhejenge. You will ensure that you are sending it by registered post. Or you will ensure that you are sending it through a messenger, a reliable messenger, not any just ordinary courier. So, proper precaution has to be taken by the drawer. In that case, the drawer is discharged of his liability, but the payee will become responsible. The paying bank is not normally responsible to the payee or the holder of a check, because there is no direct contract between the bank and the payee. The bank is responsible to his own customer, the drawer of the check. Unke aapas mein relationship hai, banker customer. Banker and payee ke aapas mein koi relation nahi hai. So the banker is not responsible to the payee for any loss or wrong payment. But if the bank makes payment of a cross check which is against the instruction conveyed by the drawer through crossing, the bank will be liable to the true owner, even to the payee. So under normal circumstances, bank is not answerable to the payee, bank is not liable to the payee. But if it is a cross check, the drawer wants that the amount should go only into the account of the payee, and still bank makes cash payment over the counter, then bank becomes answerable to the payee. So if there is a cross check and the bank acts against the instructions conveyed by the crossing, bank becomes answerable, liable to the true owner. True owner is the real payee of the check for any loss which the payee will sustain. Suppose in the previous case which I had told, Janta Electric Company, hum dekhte hain ki wo galat rubber stamp hai, फिर भी हमने पेमेंट कर दिया बाय कैश. सपोज वी हैड मेड पेमेंट, आवर कस्टमर वुड हैव हैड टू गिव अनदर चेक फॉर 1 लाख टू दैट लेडी जिसको पेमेंट देना था. सो द बैंक विल हैव टू मेक पेमेंट टू दैट लेडी, ही कैनॉट अगेन डेबिट द कस्टमर्स अकाउंट एंड द बैंक विल हैव टू पे फ्रॉम इट्स पॉकेट 1 लाख रुपीज टू दैट लेडी. सो द बैंक इज आंसरेबल बिकॉज इट हैज नॉट एक्सरसाइज ड्यू कॉशन. कस्टमर ने क्रॉस करके दिया चेक and somebody writes crossing cancelled and somebody signs it, bank cannot accept that instruction. Bank has to ensure that the cancellation of the crossing is also genuine. Suppose a cross check is lost by the true owner. The payee, jiske haath mein gaya check, cross check, that person loses the check. And then it goes to somebody else, finder. And he goes and gets payment over the counter. The paying bank has committed a mistake. The paying bank cannot make payment to any unknown person because the check is crossed and the bank has committed a mistake, so it becomes liable to the true owner. Bank cannot make such a payment to the wrong person, and if it makes such a payment, it is answerable to the payee, it is liable to the payee. Although there is no direct contract or relationship between the bank and the payee, still here, because of the mistake it has committed, it becomes liable to the payee. So this is the protection which a payee gets in a cross-check. The true owner can recover the amount from the finder who got the payment. If the finder is not traceable and if the finder is not going to pay to the true owner, he will get the payment from the paying bank. The paying bank has to make good the loss. A banker is supposed to make payment of a cross-check as per section 126. It will say if the check is otherwise in order, you can make payment across the counter, over the counter. You will not pay if the payee is not apparently the same person as mentioned in the check. Then it is not a payment in due course. If there is negligence, if there is any doubt, you will not make payment to such persons. You will not make payment to people of doubtful integrity. Just by looking at them, you can make out. He is looking like a beggar and he comes and takes a check for 2 lakhs and cashing it. So, thoda to doubt aana chahiye man mein. To hum puchenge ki kaun hai tum, kaise aaya check tumhare haath mein. Now, these precautions the bank has to take, and if it is taking those precautions, the bank is protected. Otherwise, the bank is responsible for making payment to a wrong person. So, this section 126 covers all these areas. So, the bank will be liable to make good the loss to the drawer, the customer, its own customer, because it cannot debit the customer's account if it is doing wrong act. When an electronic image of a truncated check is received by the bank for payment, bank keeps on receiving hundreds of checks over a day, either cash payment or through transfer or clearing. If a truncated image has come to the bank, the physical check has not come, only the image has come, the electronic image has come to the bank, you have to look at the image and find out whether this is really proper in all angles, all perspectives, and then debit the customer's account and make the payment. Normally, any check which is coming in a clearing will be a cross check. It will be either crossed to that bank or crossed in favor of the payee. But it is a cross check. So payment has to go only through the bank, the collecting bank. The paying bank will pay to the collecting bank. Yahan pe mere haath mein physical check nahi hai. What I have is an electronic image appearing on the screen. Now in the screen also I have to go through all the features, whether all the requirements are taken care of. And after I verify all the details and I confirm that there is no apparent fraud or forgery or tampering on the face of the check, then I can make the payment. So normal physical check, whatever precautions we take, we have to take those plus a few more extra precautions in the case of an electronic image. In an electronic image, we have also got to see whether the security features are also covered. It is not just an image sent by any person. It is coming through proper channel, through Reserve Bank of India, from the bank which is the collecting bank. So the image will have a certain precautionary aspects attached to it. So those also are to be taken care of. Then the payment will be a proper payment in due course. See, the drawee of a check, that is the banker. Who is the drawee of a check? It is always the bank. The banker is under the duty to pay the check provided he has sufficient funds in the customer's account. A check is a mandate given by the customer to the bank, please pay from my account to so and so person. So once a check is drawn on a bank, the bank is bound, duty bound to make the payment. He cannot simply refuse the payment, ki nahi main customer ko paisa nahi dunga, payee ko nahi dunga paisa. He cannot deny, he cannot refuse payment unless funds are not sufficient in the customer's account. A bank cannot refuse payment without proper reason. So payment has to be effected, otherwise the bank becomes liable to the drawer. If he does so, he must compensate the drawer or the holder for any loss. If he refuses payment on frivolous grounds, wrong grounds, he becomes answerable to the drawer. Why? You know, because the drawer's reputation is at stake. Drawer has issued a check in the name of the payee. The payee is supposed to get the money from the drawer, but the bank is not making. तो पे क्या बोलेगा, अरे तुमने कुछ तो भी गड़बड़ की, इसीलिए बैंक इज नॉट पेइंग. सो ही विल फाइल अ सूट अगेंस्ट द ड्रॉअर ऑफ द चेक. तो ड्रॉअर का रेपुटेशन इज एट स्टेक. तो ड्रॉअर को जब गुस्सा आएगा तो वो बैंक पे निकालेगा. तो ही इज गोइंग टू से इट इज द बैंक फॉल्ट, नॉट माई फॉल्ट. आई वॉज करेक्ट इन इश्यूइंग द चेक. इट इज द बैंक विच इज रिफ्यूज द पेमेंट. यू टेक द बैंक टू टास्क एंड आई एम गोइंग टू टेक द बैंक टू टास्क. सो ही विल क्लेम डैमेजेस बिकॉज हिज रेपुटेशन गेट्स अफेक्टेड. The compensation which the bank has to give to the drawer will depend on the damages which is caused to the drawer. क्योंकि उसका आगे का धंधा पूरा बंद हो जाएगा, उसका business reputation खराब होता है, तो he will not be able to do business in the future. So he may claim damages as per the future loss. Normally, when a bank is making payment of the check issued by its customer, it will make the payment only during the banking hours. Bank will get protection only when the payment is done during the banking hours. It should not do payment at 8 o'clock in the morning or 10 o'clock at night when the business hours are closed. Bank gets protection only during the business hours. A payee of a check cannot come and ask for payment at 7 o'clock in the evening if the business hours ends at 4 o'clock. Even though bank has got money, bank is open, customer's account has sufficient funds, still bank should not make payment beyond the business hours. Because Negotiable Instrument Act says very clearly, bank will get protection provided it does the payment during the business hours, not any time before or after. And that is why bank will not make payment on a holiday or a Sunday, because those are not business hours. And that is why banks have also got to display banking hours outside the bank premises. Bahar mein wo board lagate hain business hours from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. or 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. whatever. On Saturdays, on weekdays, these are the business hours for so and so transaction. If the payment is made after the banking hours, payment cannot be debited to the customer's account till the bank reopens after the banking hours next day. Check leke rakh lenge hum par payment nahi karenge. Next day when the bank starts functioning again, that time the check will be debited to the customer's account and payment will be made. For this reason, all banks have to display their banking hours on a board outside the premises, because it is a notice to the public that these are my banking hours, you can come and ask for payment only during these hours. Don't come beyond, before or after this. Now, what are the reasons when the bank can refuse payment? Bank is supposed to make the payment if sufficient funds are there in the customer's account, but bank will also not make the payment if there are certain reasons. And what are these reasons? These reasons should be valid. They cannot refuse payment just like that. कि आज मुझे काम करने की इच्छा नहीं है तो आज मैं कोई चेक पास नहीं करूंगा, सब चेक रिटर्न कर दूंगा. बैंक वाला ऐसा नहीं कह सकता है. There are reasons where the bank will get protection if they refuse to pay. Any other reason, bank will become answerable to the customer. Now, what are these reasons when payment can be refused? If the check is undated, if there is no date on the check, bank will not pay. Why? Why? A check is an instrument in writing asking the bank to make the payment. It doesn't give any, the definition doesn't say that there has to be a date on the check. But then there is an implied meaning that since we say the check is valid for 3 months or 6 months, a date should appear. If the date is not there, we are justified in returning the check. We will say there is no date on the check, so I am returning it. We can return the check as a banker when the check is stale. What is the meaning of the word stale? when the check is expired. The check is dated 1st January 2013 and it is coming for payment today in the month of September. The bank is justified in returning it because it is more than 9 months old. The check is not valid for 9 months, it is valid only for 3 months or 6 months. Then I cannot make the payment after the validity period. So the check has become stale. Most of the time, you know what happens? The reason, this reason is used when the year changes. From 2012, the year is changed to 2013. From 2013, it changes to 2014. We have had the habit of writing, say, 2012 for one full year. Suddenly, the year changes and you have to write 2013. So, I am going to write 1st October 2013, but by practice, maine 1st October 2012 likh diya. Now the check is more than 1 year old, almost 1 year or 10 months old, check has to be returned. So usually in the month of January every year, this reason comes into picture. Because most of the customers will write by force of habit, they purana date dal dete hain, saal. So that time, we are justified in returning the check. Although we know it is a careless mistake on the part of the drawer. Ki galti se usne dal diya. 2012-2013 के बदले, but still we cannot pay because writing में जो appear हो रहा है वही हम मानेंगे. We cannot presume कि it was a careless mistake. The instrument is incomplete or not free from doubts. If the check does not have the name of the payee or the check does not have the amount in figures only in words or it doesn't have the amount in words, only in figures it's mentioned, the date is not appearing or the signature is incomplete, we will not pay the check, we will return it. Any valid portion of the check, if it is not mentioned fully or it is left out, it becomes an incomplete check, we will return the check. Or there are doubts. Many people, as I said once before, you say pay. Pay Mr. A rupees 10,000. But unhone Mr. A likhne ke badle pay cash rupees 10,000 likh diya. Now when somebody writes pay cash, who is the payee? You get a doubt. Is it Mr. A, Mr. B or X or Y? Since there is a doubt, we need not pay, we can return the check. We will return the check saying no clarity in the payee's name. The check is post dated and it is presented before that date. The check is dated 4th of September 2014 or the check is dated 1st of October 2015. Galti se likha hoga, whatever it is. But the date appearing on the check is a future date and the date is yet to come. But the check is already presented before that date. So, we will not pass the check, we will not pay the amount, we will return the check. When a check is post dated and it is presented before that date, the check will be returned. We will not make the payment. There is a garnishee order or some other legal order served from the court attaching the customer's account. A garnishee order is issued by a court which says, please, iska account freeze kar do, hame isse paise vasool karne hain, jo government ko jana chahiye paisa, so don't allow any transaction in this customer's account. You can take money from him, but don't pass any money from his account to anybody else. So a garnishee order comes from the court which prohibits the bank to do any transaction, to do any debit entry into the customer's account. So if a garnishee order has come, we will not make payment from the customer's account. Even if he has issued a check, it will be returned back. Similarly, if income tax authorities issue an order duly signed by some authorized official of the income tax office and they say, this man is a defaulter, he has not paid tax for 3 years, डोंट अलाउ एनी डेबिट टू हिज अकाउंट, क्योंकि हमें उससे पैसे वसूल करने हैं, देन वी विल नॉट पास एनी चेक, बिकॉज इनकम टैक्स अथॉरिटीज, कोर्ट अथॉरिटीज, दे आर ऑल रिप्रेजेंटेटिव्स ऑफ द गवर्नमेंट. द गवर्नमेंट विल गेट प्रेसिडेंस बिफोर द बैंक फॉर एनी पेमेंट. सो गवर्नमेंट को जो पैसा जाना चाहिए पहले उन्हीं को जाएगा, आफ्टर दैट ओनली बैंक कैन पास चेक्स फॉर एनी अदर पर्पस. तो यहां पे क्या होता है, ऑल्दो द चेक इज वैलिड, इट इज परफेक्ट इन ऑल एस्पेक्ट्स, कस्टमर के खाते में पैसा भी है, फिर भी वी विल नॉट मेक द पेमेंट, वी विल रिटर्न द चेक सेइंग गार्निशी ऑर्डर रिसीव्ड और टैक्स ऑफिशियल्स हैव फ्रोजन द अकाउंट, सम सच रीजन, वी विल नॉट पे द चेक एंड बैंक इज जस्टिफाइड इन रिटर्निंग दोज चेक्स. कस्टमर्स फंड्स आर नॉट प्रॉपरली एप्लीकेबल टू द पेमेंट ऑफ द चेक ऑफ द कस्टमर. सी हियर, चेक इज कम फॉर पेमेंट, कस्टमर के खाते में पैसा भी है, बट दे आर नॉट एप्लीकेबल फॉर दैट पर्टिकुलर पेमेंट. कस्टमर इज इश्यूड अ चेक राइटिंग पेज नेम बैंक ऑफ बड़ौदा अकाउंट ए टू जेड लॉजिस्टिक्स. द चेक इज कम फ्रॉम स्टेट बैंक ऑफ इंडिया फॉर पेमेंट. Name of the payee appears as Bank of Baroda account A to Z Logistics. But the check has come through State Bank of India for collection. How can we pay? Kyunki drawer ne jab check likha, he wanted that it should go only to Bank of Baroda's account of that customer. Now that customer, this A to Z Logistics company, may be having account with State Bank also and Bank of Baroda also. To unhone apne khate mein hi jama kiya, maybe the money is going to A to Z Logistics, but with State Bank of India. बट जब चेक पे लिखा है बैंक ऑफ बड़ौदा अकाउंट ए टू जेड लॉजिस्टिक्स, दिस बैंक विल नॉट मेक द पेमेंट बिकॉज देर इज अ डाउट वेदर इट इज रियली गोइंग टू ए टू जेड लॉजिस्टिक्स अकाउंट द ट्रू ओनर. सो वेन देर इज अ डाउट अबाउट द पेमेंट वी विल नॉट पे बिकॉज इट इज नॉट प्रॉपरली एप्लीकेबल. द कस्टमर अकाउंट इज ओवरड्रॉन, द कस्टमर हैज अ फैसिलिटी विद अस, अ रनिंग अकाउंट, एंड फ्रॉम दैट अकाउंट ही हैज इश्यूड अ चेक. The customer has a business facility to the limit of 1 lakh. Balance in the account is 98,469. So what is the balance? It is a debit balance. The balance available is just 1000 and odd. Our customer ne check issue kar diya 7400. Where is the balance available? I can't debit 7400. If I do that, the balance goes beyond 1 lakh. And 1 lakh is the ceiling for him to operate. I cannot issue this check. I cannot pass this check because the account gets overdrawn. So I will return the check with the reason limit exceeds. The customer dies or is declared insolvent or lunatic. Customer is issued the check. Check is very much in order. Balance is also available. But the check has come to us for payment. And we have already got the notice of death. Once the notice of death is received, we will not pay any check signed by that customer. Or if the customer is declared insolvent and we have got the notice of insolvency, we will not pay the check. Those checks cannot be passed. Once the customer is dead, all the instructions, mandates given by him will die along with him. So those instructions are not valid after the death. So we cannot pass those checks. A check contains material alterations. A check is issued by the customer for 5000 rupees favoring Mr. A. The amount has been changed from 5000 to 7500. तो वहां पे काट के 5000 काट के 7500 इज मेंशन इन वर्ड्स आल्सो 5000 नाउ 5 काट के 7500 लिखा हुआ है. नाउ दिस ऑल्टरेशन इज अ मटेरियल ऑल्टरेशन बिकॉज द अमाउंट ऑफ द चेक वेरीज, जो चेक का वैल्यू है वो बदल गया. द ओरिजिनल इंटेंशन ऑफ द ड्रॉअर वाज टू गिव ओनली 5000 रुपीज, नाउ इट हैज बिकम 5000 इज चेंज टू 7500. the drawer of the check has to sign there. Where the change is done in figures and where the change is there in words, दोनों पे उसने साइन करना चाहिए. इफ ही डज द सिग्नेचर देन इट बिकम्स ऑथेंटिक एंड द पेमेंट कैन बी डन. बट इफ द मटीरियल ऑल्टरेशन इज नॉट साइन बाय द मेकर ऑफ द चेक, बैंक विल रिफ्यूज पेमेंट. लाइक वाइज इफ द पेज नेम अपियर्स पे टू मिस्टर एक्स और वो मिस्टर एक्स काट के वहां पे मिस्टर सी या मिस्टर वाई डाल दिया, तो दैट नेम ऑफ द पे हैज चेंज्ड. That is again a material alteration which requires customer's signature, the drawer's signature. So, if that signature is not there and the alteration is there, bank will return the check. They will return the check saying material alteration requires drawer's signature and they will return the check. The check is mutilated. Fatafuta check aa gaya payment ke liye. यहाँ पे कॉर्नर में फटा है, बीच में फटा हुआ है, सेलो टेप से चिपकाया हुआ है चेक, दो टुकड़े हो गए, वॉट एवर, या सिग्नेचर का पोर्शन ही आधा फटा हुआ है. सच अ चेक विल नॉट बी एक्सेप्टेड बाय द बैंक. बैंक विल रिटर्न द चेक सेइंग चेक म्यूटिलेटेड एंड रिटर्न इट. द कस्टमर, द ड्रॉअर ऑफ द चेक शुड इश्यू अ फ्रेश चेक. ही शुड नॉट पे सच अ चेक बिकॉज दिस विल hamper future business for the bank, because you know once a check is paid by the bank has to preserve that check for a next period of 10 years at least. क्योंकि आगे जाकर जब कोई dispute होगा, a customer can file a suit against the bank on the strength of this check. Then we will have to produce this check in the court of law for the next period of 10 years. The check has to be preserved. पहले से ही इतना फटाफटा है तो इसको preserve कैसे करेंगे? That is why law takes care of the bank and says don't pay such mutilated checks, torn checks, return them. Let the customer issue a fresh check without any tearing, without any mutilation, return them. So the banker is justified in returning these checks on these grounds. So there are some more reasons which are valid reasons. They are all spelt out in the act. And they say, please return the checks, don't make the payment and don't enter into any unwanted disputes or future problems. Law protects the bank when it returns the checks under these reasons. There are other reasons also where the customer does not sign at all. He forgets to sign. It is not a valid instrument. So we will say check not signed by the maker, or the signature differs. That time also we will return the check saying signature differs. A checkbook is issued to the minor and the father is supposed to sign on behalf of the minor, but some third party has signed. We will say signature of the guardian not correct. Although minor might have signed it, usne likha baju mein, father also has to countersign, but that signature is wrong. We will return it because the guardian signature doesn't appear to be correct. So there are some more such reasons, but by and large a bank gets protection if it returns for such reasons. If they are frivolous reasons, bank will not get protection. Bank has to honor the check and make the payment. When a bank does not make the payment, refuses the payment, the check is returned, we say it is dishonored. It is not honored, so it is dishonored. The check is dishonored. When on presentation the check is not paid, it is said to be dishonored. On dishonor, the check's negotiability is lost. Once the check is returned unpaid, the payee cannot further endorse it to anybody else. The negotiability stops there. You cannot transfer it further or endorse it further to anybody else. The payee should only return the check back to the drawer. He cannot give it to any subsequent party for further endorsement. No, the negotiability ends there. Dishonor can be rightful or wrongful. As we saw, you can return a check for valid reasons. You can also return a check for invalid or frivolous reasons. Rightful reason, the bank gets protection. Wrongful reason, bank will not get protection. The drawee can file a suit against the bank and claim damages. So bank has to be very careful when it is taking a decision whether to pay the check or to return the check. Check is issued by the drawer with the intention that the bank should honor it. The customer wants the bank to make the payment of the check, that is why he is signing a check. But even after that, if the bank is returning the check, bank has to definitely think twice, should I really return it? If the bank is doing a wrong act, if it is returning the check because of some wrong act on the part of the bank, the customer can take the bank to action. Now see, there was a check issued by one Mr. Muhammad Abdullah. He has issued a check for 46,000 in favor of somebody. The check comes to the bank for payment. Bank ne dekha, Muhammad Abdullah ke khate mein paise nahi hai. Sirf 24,000 hai. The bank returns the check saying balance insufficient. Check goes back. So the person who got the check, he goes to Mr. Muhammad Abdullah and says, "Arey, aise kaise check issue kar diya tumne? Mere business ke sambandh mein ye obstacle aa gaya. I wanted money from you. I thought I am supplied the goods to you thinking, believing fully well that you are going to make the payment. Tumne to check aise galti se issue kar diya without maintaining sufficient balance in the account. Aise kaise kar diya tumne? You are cheating me." Bahut sari galiyan deta hai usko. Now Mr. Muhammad Abdullah is surprised. He said, "Aise kaise check return hua? Mere khate mein to 1 lakh se jyada balance hai. How can the bank return this check? Something is wrong. Main jata hu abhi bank ke paas." He goes to the bank and asks the bank, "Why is the check returned?" The bank dekhta hai, bolta hai ki dekho tumhare khate mein sirf 24,000 balance hai, not 1 lakh. So how can I pass a check for 46,000? Mr. Abdullah surprised. He said, "How can that be possible? Maine to itna paisa rakha tha mere khate mein. Kahan gaye mere paise?" Fir wo carefully dekhta hai aur he says, "Show me the entries. Show me my account." And he looks at the computer system. Aajkal to pehle to physical ledgers the, abhi computer system mein account hai. When he looks at the transaction, he says, "Ye to mere transaction nahi hai." Aur fir dekhta hai, "Ye to mera khata hi nahi hai." He said, "My account number is so and so. Ye account number alag hai. Naam wahi hai, Muhammad Abdullah, but account number is different." Kya hua? Bank ne sirf naam ke aadhar pe account khol diya, Muhammad Abdullah. And it has gone and seen the account of another Muhammad Abdullah, not the customer, having account number say 1234, and that Muhammad Abdullah had account number 2345, but galat account dekh ke unhone check return kar diya. So bank is at fault. Bank has committed a mistake by returning the check by seeing a wrong account, and naam wahi tha, isiliye confusion aa gaya. So it was a genuine mistake probably on the part of the bank, but there has been negligence because it has not seen properly which Muhammad Abdullah. There was another particular case where, you know, similar thing happened. A customer had issued a check for 5,50,000 in the name of a builder. That was the token amount of booking a flat, and that check was returned under such circumstances. Now the date for booking of the flat went away. So builder said, "Now I can't allot this flat to you," because the check got returned. Now this customer got so angry with the bank because the bank saw a wrong account and returned the check. Iske khate mein 7-8 lakh balance the aur 5.5 lakh ka check wapas kar diya bank ne by looking at a wrong account which did not have that much balance. So that customer filed a suit against the bank saying that you returned the check on wrong grounds, wrong reasons. Although I had balance in my account, you sent it back, you returned it. Isiliye builder has refused to allot the flat to me. I have lost my opportunity to book a very good flat at a very good rate with this builder. Ab jo loss hai mere liye, you have to make good that loss. He fought the case against the bank and he won the case, and bank had to pay him lot of damages for this. So dishonor can be rightful or wrongful. If it is wrongful, the drawee, the bank has to make good the loss. Dishonor due to lack of funds is an offense and action can be taken against the drawer. If the drawer is issuing a check without maintaining sufficient balance in his account and the bank is returned the check with the reason balance insufficient, the payee can definitely file a suit against the drawer saying you have issued a check to me without maintaining sufficient balance, you are a cheat, you have cheated me, aapne mujhe dhoka diya, and he will file a suit against the drawer and issuing a check. You know, these things have been happening in the past. So, ye amendment aa gaya Negotiable Instrument Act mein, if a customer issues a check without maintaining sufficient balance, he has committed a criminal offense and that offense is punishable under law. The payee can take action against the drawer of the check. So, these are all the areas related to a check where a customer takes into account the various aspects of the check and he has to act accordingly as per the requirements by law, by Negotiable Instrument Act, and the banker also in turn has to take various steps to honor the check or to return the check and exercise proper caution. If all these things are taken care of, a check becomes a very valid instrument, a very useful instrument for all the transactions in day-to-day life. Whether it is business or personal, a check comes handy for all these financial dealings. Okay, thank you.